Good morning and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Brian Lindsay. All this week, Spokane Public Radio staff and volunteers are reading selections from Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. It was first published in 1866, and it tells the story of a rural Massachusetts family confined to their farmhouse during a long snowstorm. So all night long, the storm roared on. The morning broke without a sun, in tiny spherule traced with lines of nature's geometric signs, in starry flake and pellicle, all day the hoary meteor fell. And when the second morning shone, we looked upon a world unknown, on nothing we could call our own. Around the glistening wonder bent, the blue walls of the firmament, no cloud above, no earth below, a universe of sky and snow. The old familiar sights of ours took marvelous shape, strange domes and towers rose up where sty or corn crib stood, or garden wall or belt of wood. A smooth white mound the brush pile showed, a fenceless drift that once was road. The bridle post an old man sat, with loose flung coat and high cocked hat. The well curb had a Chinese roof, and even the long sweep high aloof in its slant splendor seemed to tell of Pisa's leaning miracle. A prompt, decisive man, no breath, our father wasted, boys a path, well pleased. For when did farmer boy count such a summons less than joy? Our buskins on our feet we drew, with mittened hands and caps drawn low, to guard our necks and ears from snow, we cut the solid whiteness through. And where the drift was deepest made, a tunnel walled and overlaid with dazzling crystal, we had read of rare Aladdin's wondrous cave, and to our own his name we gave. With many a wish the luck were ours to test his lamp's supernal powers. We reached the barn with merry din and roused the prison brutes within. The old horse thrust his long head out and grave with wonder gazed about. The cock his lusty greeting said and forth his speckled harem led. The oxen lashed their tails and hooked and mild reproach of hunger looked. The horned patriarch of the sheep, like Egypt's Amon roused from sleep, shook his sage head with gesture mute and emphasized with stamp of foot. That was a selection from Snowbound, A Winter Idyll by John Greenleaf Whittier. Tune in tomorrow to hear another section of the poem. For the Poetry Moment, I'm Brian Lindsay.